Washington's 105-day legislative session is underway. It will be anything but ordinary. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this wrap-up of day one.
In the Washington Senate,
ladies and gentlemen of the Senate,
the session opened with a handful of senators allowed on the floor, all socially distanced and wearing masks. They gathered to adopt rules to allow them to legislate remotely going forward.
While I mourn the changes we have to make, I think none of us want to be in this place.
But Democrat Marco Lea said holding a largely remote session is the right thing to do for public health. Minority Republicans, though, like Sherrod Brown, objected.
What we're doing today is we are removing that access to democracy.
Republicans wanted to allow the public inside the Capitol with masks and social distancing. When it was time to vote, senators filed onto the floor like a march of the penguins, prompting some confusion.
What am I supposed to be doing here?
In the end, majority Democrats prevailed. The Capitol will remain closed to the public. Democrats argued public access will actually be expanded because people will be able to testify on bills from the comfort of home. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.